Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Year of Less, How I Stopped Shopping, Gave Away My Belongings, and Discovered Life is Worth More Than Anything You Can Buy in a Store, by Kate Flanders, narrated by Kate Flanders. For my family, and for Molly and Lexi, I'll miss you forever, sweet girls. Introduction. The idea was born on a trail, as many of mine seem to be. It was 2 days before my 29th birthday, and my girlfriends and I decided to celebrate with a weekend in Whistler. We were hiking around Chicamas Lake in Garibaldi Provincial Park, where the shade of the turquoise water changed as often as every new patch of clouds rolled by. Our topic of conversation shifted just as quickly, ranging from our work and hobbies to friends and relationships. Wendy had recently moved in with her longtime boyfriend, and Liz was getting ready to do the same with hers. They were both talking about what was next, buying houses before prices in our hometown of Victoria, British Columbia got out of control, and considering having kids before getting married. After working as the managing editor at a financial startup for 2 years, I shared what insight I had, but felt that was all I could contribute. While my friends were moving on to the next stages of their lives, I was still working on myself. "What's next for you, Kate?" Liz asked. It was a simple enough question from one of my oldest friends. Liz and I had first met in 8th grade. We only went to the same school for a year, but a year was all we needed. She lived down the street, and we could often be found walking between our two houses to hang out at one or the other. After all these years, I imagined she might have been hoping I would say I was finally ready to settle down too. Knowing me, though, she probably expected me to say I was going back to Toronto for work soon, or moving to yet another new city. I was always on the move. Instead, I shared a thought I'd been sitting on all week. "I've been thinking about doing an experiment where I don't shop for a while," I replied. "Like, maybe 6 months, or even a year." My friends were no longer surprised when I made announcements like this. In the previous 3 years, I had made many big changes in my life, including committing to getting and staying out of debt, taking control of my health, and quitting drinking. I had also publicly documented these changes on my blog, kateflanders.com, formerly known as Blonde on a Budget, which I started writing in 2010. After the words "cool" and "that'll be interesting" came out of their mouths, they rushed me with a list of follow-up questions. Now that I had said the words out loud, I felt the intention take hold and the plan begin to form. We talked about what the experiment might look like, including what I would and wouldn't be allowed to shop for. I didn't have all the answers yet. I never had all the answers when I started one of my experiments. The same way I didn't know I would be capable of paying off $30,000 of debt in 2 years or losing 30 pounds in 1 year, I had no idea that during the next 12 months, I would end up living on 51% of my income, saving 31%, and traveling with the rest. I also didn't know I would document so much of it on my blog, or that the stories and lessons I didn't share online would eventually become this book. All I knew was I still wasn't happy with my financial situation, and I wanted to start spending less and saving more money. That's where this story begins. That's where most of my stories begin. When I was 9 years old, my parents took me to the bank where, together, we opened a children's savings account. It came with a small booklet to record my deposits and the subsequent balance of my account. The booklet contained no more than 10 pages held together with two staples, but it had my name on it and I treasured it. Writing numbers in it made me feel like I was a grown-up, responsible for something bigger than my toys. It lived in my desk drawer, sandwiched between my elementary school planner filled with homework assignments and my diary. That's the first memory I have of my parents talking to me about the importance of saving money. Unfortunately, the novelty quickly wore off, and I lost the booklet, along with any interest in managing my finances. As a teenager, I would often come home from school to find my bed littered with newspaper articles. Stories about interest rates, retirement savings plans, real estate markets, and economic forecasts had been cut out and laid flat for me to see.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?